Which of the following spellings would best describe how you feel about certain relationships? Let's start with your relationship with the kingdom of God. Would you say that your relationship with the kingdom of God is one where you feel A-P-A-R-T or A-P-A-R-T? How about your relationship with fellow Christians? Would you say that you feel that you are A-P-A-R-T or A-P... That's not working so well, is it, to only hear the letters spelled? Let's add the visual component. When thinking about the kingdom of God, do you feel that you are A-P-A-R-T or A space P-A-R-T? When it comes to other Christians, do you feel that you are A-P-A-R-T or A space P-A-R-T? This English language of ours can be kind of a challenge, can't it? Put a space between the first two letters, and you have the flip opposite of what is meant when the letters are together. Even more oddly, when you unite the first two letters, it refers to entities being separate from one another. When you separate the first two letters, it refers to entities being united. Fortunately, something which is less confusing linguistically is the description Scripture provides regarding our relationship with God and God's people. This is how the Apostle Paul put it in his letter to the Ephesians. Remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens apart from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near. You've been made apart by the blood of Christ. To the best of my knowledge, every one of us in the room here this morning fits into the group of people of whom Paul initially speaks in this section. We're Gentiles. We don't have in our veins any of the blood that can enable us to claim to be a part of the Old Testament people of God, which God selected so many years ago. And as such, we were all by nature apart from his chosen race. It was the Jews, after all, whom God isolated through his ceremonial laws and rituals to be his own people and the recipients of his great gifts. It was to the Jews that he sent the prophets and made great promises. All the rest, all of us non-Jews, were marginalized. Paul tells us that we were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. We were apart from the chosen people of God. But then something happened. Then someone came. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off, apart, have been brought near, have been made apart by the blood of Christ. When Jesus shed the blood to which the Old Testament rituals pointed, he rendered those old rituals obsolete. The unusual customs to which God subjected his Old Testament people no longer had their significance. They had fulfilled their purpose. And when he fulfilled those laws and ceremonies, they were removed. And when those ceremonies and rituals were removed, so was all that separated Jew from Gentile. For he himself, Christ, is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, and thus making peace. When Jesus fulfilled all the prophetic rituals, the distinctions between Jews and Gentiles were removed, as far as God was concerned. All people are equally a part of the human race. All people now have equal standing before God, and that's a good thing. The trouble is, that no human being could stand before God on his own or her own. And that's because there was another separation problem. Another separation which was even more serious than that which distinguished Jews from Gentiles. The one that came into play as a result of sin. When Adam and Eve broke God's command, they drove a huge wedge between the holy God and his creation. As stated by Isaiah, "Your iniquities have separated you from your God." Through their disobedience, Adam and Eve demolished the delightful bond that God had established between himself and his creation. And that separation meant eternal destruction for all. Sin left all of us apart, also from the God of life. Fortunately, he was able to accomplish what we humans were completely incapable of doing, making us a part of his kingdom once again. And he achieved that through the atoning sacrifice of his Son. When Jesus shed his blood on the cross, he established and restored unity that was both horizontal and vertical. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. There's that horizontal unity that he reestablished between Jews and Gentiles. Paul goes on, though, that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. There's the vertical dimension of reestablishing unity between sinful man and the holy God. When Jesus shed his blood, he paid that steep price that was placed on reconciliation. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. The blood of Christ has bridged that gap between the holy God and sinful humans. We who, because of our sin, were apart from the holy God and his kingdom, are now, because of Jesus, a part of that eternal kingdom. Now, there are times when we don't feel, perhaps, that we are much of a part of God's kingdom, especially when we are keenly aware of the seriousness of our sin. But Jesus' blood keeps our debt perpetually paid. And God wants us to be certain that through faith in his Son, we are fully forgiven and continuously a part of his family. There can also be those times when we actually feel apart and isolated from other Christians, even in a Christian environment such as ILC. But at such times, we can and should remind ourselves that God himself is the one who has made us a part of his family, and that we really do belong. Once apart, now apart. How wonderful of God to make that the sequence that he has shown to us. We Gentiles, who were once apart from the covenant people of God, are now as much a part of God's focus as was ancient Israel. And we human beings, who were once apart from God because of our sin, have been made a part of his eternal family through faith in Christ, whose blood has broken down the barriers and bridged the gap. Whether facing a new day, new week, new month, or new school year, what better way to start than to know that in Christ you are a part? We sing of this unification in hymn 409, stanzas 1 and 2. Hymn 409, stanzas 1 and 2 from LSB.